Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
And Troy Shockley is off today at Special Olympics, the big basketball tournament going on down in Butte as it gets going with a three-year stay in the mining city. And Kevin Terry along with Kurt Kittleson this morning here on Montana's Morning News and Coffee Break this morning, talking about it's one of the dreaded things that we have to think about in the month of November is the upcoming possible flu season. And the good folks from Mountain Pacific Quality Health, Tony King and Beth Brown in the studio this morning on Coffee Break. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tony, you are the director of pharmacy programs at Mountain Pacific as a pharmacist, I understand.
Yes, I am a licensed
pharmacist.
So
you actually have the expertise to be talking about this from that side of things.
I do. I've given several thousand shots, vaccinations in my time. So, yeah.
Okay, first of all, the most important thing. How bad does it hurt?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't hurt.
Okay, so I should. Piece of cake. I should go in there, get rid of this this anxiety that I've got, and get in there because there's lots of benefits that are going on with the getting the flu shot every year.
Absolutely, it not only protects you, but it protects your family. It protects everyone around you, especially those with issues with your immune system, those with chronic diseases, etc.
So, a question for you: we've got what is the peak is December through February or something like for flu onsets. The experts that sit there with the big beakers and things like that at some lab, they start trying to plan for the flu season when exactly?
About a year out. Generally, the facts or the story is that it comes from chickens over in Asia somewhere. So they generally go over and start experimenting with what the flu is going to look like, and then they start tweaking with the vaccine. Just about a year away.
And then they have to start producing it, getting it ready for distribution. And a little bit of it is kind of like you stick the finger in the air and the best guess of what it's going to be, most likely.
Correct. And most vaccines now have four strains of flu in it just to give coverage of extra protection. A couple of years ago, there was a vaccine that wasn't quite as effective as some in the past, but these ones these days have an extra strain in there as well.
So if that's one of the arguments. I mean, everybody wants to say why they don't get a flu shot,
right.
And one of the reasons, I guess you'd say, is one of the myths out there is that if they get it wrong, it doesn't do me any good. If they got the flu shot, the strain wrong this year, is that necessarily the case? Is there any benefits even if they are slightly off on the strain?
There's still some benefits. It still preps your immune system for the flu virus, but again. The studies, especially since they've added that extra strain into the flu vaccines, they've been pretty good.
So let's talk about when you get this. Is there a time that's too soon or a time that's too late as we lead into flu season? Does it matter? Does it become more potent in your system? Does it give you more defense, if you will, if you get it in November 1st versus December 15th?
Well, it takes about 2 weeks for it to fully form in your body and fully protect you. So the advice is to get it as early as you can, usually September, October, definitely before Thanksgiving if you can. Too late. I've had people come in March, April and still ask for the flu vaccine, and you can still get it by then, but most of the vaccine is gone at that point, so you're really running the risk of not having any. Ideally, you'll get it mid-October, but that will give you full coverage through the peak flu season.
Tony King, Director of Pharmacy Programs, Mountain Pacific Quality Health on Coffee Break this morning. One more question people always say is, gosh, if I do it, I'm higher, you know, during that two-week period while it's kind of building up in my system, I'm more likely to get flu.
That's not correct. The flu vaccine does not give you the flu. It is a killed vaccine for the most part. There are some live attenuated vaccines, but those are not often given. They're only given in certain circumstances. But the vaccine that you get is a dead vaccine. It just triggers your immune system to start building antibodies towards it.
So the question is, who gets it? When do you get it? Are there things you need to worry about if you have certain symptoms? So let's start first of all with the age. How young is too young, or how young is not old enough? Where should we start for newborns?
The Center for Disease Control says 6 months and older need a flu vaccine. So those that had been born have some protection from the mother, especially if she got the flu vaccine. So 6 months and older is the advice.
And then as far as the population ages, is there any danger as you become older, or is it just all the better no matter what age?
It's all the better no matter what age. But again, those with weakened immune systems, definitely really need to watch and make sure that they're on time every year for it. The older you get, there is a high dose vaccine for those that are advanced in age, 65 and older. It's just got a little more potency in it. But other than that, everyone can get the normal vaccine.
Pregnant women, obviously, from your saying, if mom got it while in the womb, it's has its benefits. Is there any time during pregnancy you need to be careful of, or pretty much any time?
Pretty much any time. There are some vaccines that don't have a preservative in it for those that are worried about having thimerosal, which some have thought could cause problems in it, but the studies haven't shaken that out. So really, there are vaccines for pregnancy if you're concerned, but overall, it's just the regular flu vaccine for anyone.
Now, is there any, if somebody is, are there any ailments out there that people could be suffering for that they might need to be careful of, that they might want to talk to their doctor about first or their pharmacist? Are there any cautionary things that we need to throw out there?
You know, if you are have a fever, generally they recommend you just wait to mm-hmm. see if the fever subsides. If you're in a full case of you know, something that might be weakening your immune system, you might want to wait or talk to the pharmacist or doctor just to make sure. But the overall advice eventually will be you're going to need it this year.
No matter what.
Right.
And it's not just for the person who says, gosh, I go to the gym every day, I work out every day, I eat right every day. When something hits me, I'm usually done with it in a day or two. It's not just for them.
Right. We're trying to prevent the spread of the flu. And this time of year, obviously, you're around your family more, you're around relatives more, you're traveling more. It's not just protecting you. Think of all those people that you pass that may have weakened immune systems or kiddos or whatnot. Just trying to make sure that you're not getting others sick, even though you may not.
And then, of course, those precautionary things that we can do as I look forward to six flights next week myself, sure. Going through the airports in Denver and Salt Lake. And that's one of the worst situations and ways to kind of stir things up. That's really where it comes from, is people that visit from the holiday travel and all of a sudden, boom, it's in your house.
They give you a gift that you weren't expecting. You know, wash your hands, good hygiene, cover your mouth when you're coughing, etc. Just kind of keep an eye out, you know, for the runny noses and so forth that are happening this time of year. But good overall hygiene will help prevent the spread of it.
So the question is, where can I get it? Obviously, I'm a doctor.
Correct.
I can get it there. Other locations around town that we are looking for, you're aware of, that are offering this all the time?
Yeah, most pharmacies now give it as a walk-in service. You don't have to have an appointment. If there is a line, you may want to try and get in there around a non-peak time. You know, obviously noon and 5 o'clock are the busiest times. The doctor's office should have some. County Health Department also provides it as well. And then, you know, if you want it at your business or whatnot, call up a pharmacy and see if they may be able to come on site and just do most of the employees. We had one at our location, and it was successful. Not only did they give the flu vaccine, but they brought some other vaccines as well. So
we've always shied away from it here at the radio station because we don't like, everybody's afraid to, you know,
not everybody.
Of the needle.
Maybe you. Needles don't bother me.
Have you met the people next door?
That's true.
Those guys kind of are. But as far as those locations, then, of course, the cost. I mean, if for somebody that's got to pay just, you know, they don't have some coverage or anything like that, what's the average cost of this?
You know, I haven't looked it up. Most people have insurance. Most insurances cover it. The pharmacy can sure run it for you just to mm-hmm. make sure. But due to the Affordable Care Act, all preventative immunizations are covered under that. The last time I checked on the vaccine, it was between $30 and $40. Mm-hmm. Some of them may be down to $20. Just kind of depends also on the time of the season, if they're running out or trying to get rid of it for the year. But generally, it's not more than $30, $40.
But if it stops somebody from having to deal with serious complications, and if it stops somebody from having to visit the doctor's office later, and it increases somebody's ability to be productive at work or at school, this is something that the insurance carriers really, really like people to do. It's an expense that makes a lot of sense early to save on some money later.
Absolutely. You know, the studies show that the decreased productivity or having to pull your kid out of school or stay home because your child is sick, et cetera, the cost of the $30 that the insurance is covering for it more than pays for itself in the long run.
And other myths that go into the flu vaccine. We've already talked about not getting you sick, and then also about the fact that I've never gotten a flu shot, and you know, for me, I have to be that. I'm a little guilty. I haven't gotten one in 2 years.
I've never gotten one.
You've never gotten one?
Never have for some reason. I don't know. You probably should. I'm getting older.
I think we found out who really is afraid of the needles.
Yeah, we'll send someone here this afternoon.
Now this, yeah, exactly. This is one of those things every year, no matter what. It's not like tetanus that you can wait for multiple years or some of those. This is an every year kind of thing. And you say it's not the gigantic needle.
No, it is not. You know, the biggest, my three children went and got it this, mm-hmm. this last week, and they didn't drop a tear. So if we're afraid of needles, then just look the other way. It'll be over before you know it.
Real quick and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Any other insights for the flu season that you've got this year? How is it looking as far as the severity? What are the experts saying about this year?
Sure. I went on last night and looked up to see what Montana's is looking like. It's still relatively slow, but again, we're not into the peak season yet. I did see that there has been a case in Lewis and Clark County this year. There was none last week, but there has been one this year. It generally starts ramping up around this time of year. In Montana, people tend to wait to see the snowfall before they get their flu shot, and then it's a mad rush.
That happened.
I know. It's happening earlier and earlier every year, but now's the time. Get it done. Don't wait for the holidays. Don't wait for someone to see it in the headlines in the newspaper or on the radio. The sooner that you can get it done, the better you are and the more covered you are.
Very good. Tony King, Beth Brown, Montana Pacific Quality Health, thanks so much. And you send everybody down here and we'll get everybody here at the Montana Radio Company.
Fair enough.
Taken care of today. Thanks so much.
You bet. Appreciate it.
It is Coffee Break. It's 8:43. We'll be talking more about the Move for Hunger as it continues here on a Friday morning.
I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
It is 8:46, a beautiful Friday morning here in the capital city, and it is Coffee Break as we're in the already, can you believe it's the 8th of November, as we head into the holiday season, and it's the month that we seriously gear up with a lot of food drives with the folks from the Helena Food Share. Bruce Day from Helena Food Share in here this morning. And one
good morning.
Of the big, good morning to you, sir. One of the big moves every year in the Move for Hunger has been an event that's been going on for many years. It was missed last year, but it is back this year, and it is very important. We're talking about the big Move for Hunger and Hunter Townsend with Mesa Moving and Storage in here this morning. And first of all, good morning, Hunter. Good to have you here
good
in the
morning.
Studio. Mesa Moving and Storage, we're all used to Mergenthaler Moving and Storage does the Move for Hunger. It's been year after year after year after year. Big change in the last year in your company.
Yeah, we had a big change. The services are still the same as Mergenthaler, locally family-owned business for many, many years. Mm-hmm. Mesa Moving and Storage, based out of Salt Lake City, acquired mm-hmm. Mergenthaler back in May. And again, the services are still the same. We still do local moves, interstate moves, international moves, all kinds of services. But it's I'd like the listening area to know that everything is still the same, and we're Mesa Moving and Storage now, and we're excited about the growth possibilities that we have here.
And this is really, it comes down to the employees that are inside the company. A lot of the same ones still here.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're talking about folks that are here in Helena that have gotten behind the Move for Hunger over the many years. And it is a critical food drive for the Helena Food Share. And it's going on again starting tomorrow. At not one location, but I hear two.
Two locations. We're doubling down this year.
Okay.
And typically in the past we've done Van's Thriftway or Super One, but we're going to do both this year. And the food drive is going to be from 9 until 4 mm-hmm. at both locations. So there's a little bit of friendly competition between crews.
A little bit of West Side East Side. Is it going on a little bit this time? Okay.
Just a tad, but that's internal. Totally.
Okay, I got you.
We do have, though, we have a lot of local businesses that have donated raffle items, gifts that we will be giving out after the food drive. So if you make a donation, you'll get a free raffle ticket, and then you'll get some local business items at the end of that.
Very cool. Very cool. Hunter Townsend, Mesa Moving and Storage, Bruce Day, Executive Director of Helena Food Share. First of all, what is the goal, Hunter, as far as the number of pounds? Where do we want to end up?
The number
tomorrow?
Of pounds for 2019 is 2019 pounds per.
Okay.
You know, we'd love to blow that out of the water, Bruce.
All right.
And we're gonna do our best, but that's what we're shooting for. So.
And this is it's a big deal, but it always shocks me, Bruce, when we talk about the amount of food that goes through the food share, and all of the things that this goes towards, and I know we've talked about it before, but it cannot be driven in enough times of what food share does here in Helena.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're serving 1,600 families or households a month at Helena Food Share. And so, yeah, there's a lot of food coming in and going out the door. This is certainly a big effort. And historically, we've always counted on this Mergenthaler Mesa now food drive to help kick things off for our food drive season. And so we're really glad that they're stepping up and doing two locations.
It's incredible. And the volunteers that go into the food share that bring all of us together and getting all the food consolidated. And what better than a moving company to put all of this together? And you help throughout the year with Helena Food Share as well.
We do. That's Move for Hunger is a nonprofit that nationally they work with over 1,000 relocation companies. And they help bridge the gap and get the food from the people that are moving mm-hmm. to the local food banks and food shares around the country. So we do collections with customers of ours that are moving out of town of non-perishables, and mm-hmm. then we collect those and donate those.
So that's throughout the year, and then this is one of those. How many people do we have that are going to be staffing the two sites for tomorrow? How many are your friends and neighbors going to be out?
Probably about 15 total.
Okay.
So we'll have, you know, 6 or 8 in each location throughout the day. So.
And we here at the Montana Radio Company are going to be out doing live broadcasts from
11 to 2, I believe.
11 to 2, Yeah, Whitney is going to be out there from our sister station, 105.3 KMTX, going to be out broadcasting live, telling people, reminding folks to come in as they do it. Now, remember, if you're going to the Tech game, the Carroll game, Tech,
that's right.
Drop by first because the kickoff is at noon. So drop by either Vans on your way into
get
the game.
Get the tailgate stuff.
Get the tailgate.
Go on over.
Yeah. Just clean out all the cupboards and drop by either the Super One location or the location over there at Vans as well. It looks like we're going to get away with good weather. We're not going to be standing out there freezing in bad weather.
That's
as
great.
Well. Other things that are going on at the food share these days, Bruce?
Well, you know, so we're focused on the holidays, mm-hmm. Right? And this food drive will help us not only with our daily kind of food that we need to be able to give away to folks who are hungry, but it will help us provide some of the resources needed to give families who don't have a chance to have a holiday meal that holiday meal at Thanksgiving and at Christmas. So we like to be able to do that. That's really what we're working on. We've got our Kid Packs program rolling
now in the schools. Had an opportunity to go and fill up all those Kid Packs one day not too long
ago.
And that was fun. With First Interstate Bank joined them on their big day down there. And it was it's amazing how you set up this assembly line in the back warehouse and you build these food packs from all of these elements that these kids have that go out in the elementary schools. And it's really important.
It's getting close to 1,200 Kid Packs a week, you know, over 1,100. And yeah, so thank you for doing that. I mean,
it was fun.
Yeah, exactly.
The volunteering that goes on at Food Share is fantastic. People are in there with smiles on their faces all the time.
Absolutely. Our volunteers are the best and they just keep us going. So we couldn't do anything without them. Yeah.
It truly is amazing. Now, we've got this one coming up. We've got the big turkeys that we'll be collecting right before Thanksgiving. That's one more to come up. But what is our focus for the Move for Hunger? What are the types of foods that we're really looking for? How can people best help in this particular one's tomorrow?
Right. So items that we're looking for would be things like you want to put on your holiday table, but box stuffing, olives, chicken broth, canned vegetables, canned green beans in particular, maybe canned sweet potatoes, yams. And if you're inclined to buy a turkey, I think Mesa's going to be taking turkeys this weekend as well. So any of those things that you'd want to have on a holiday table. And I think the goal is great, 2019 pounds. This community is really generous. I bet you can blow past that. So
Well, we say our goal is 2019 pounds, but these trucks are big, everybody.
Yeah. How about 2019 at each location?
Yeah, there you go. That's well, more
the
like
idea.
It.
Let's just say we'll fill the truck. We'll try to fill the truck.
All right, that'll be great. Yeah.
Now, Kurt was talking about a story earlier about the least favorite Halloween. Least favorite Thanksgiving dishes, and he said that the cranberries.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it either.
I'm not either. I didn't mention least cranberries, favorite? But canned cranberries.
You have to say cranberries. I'm like, what are we doing? Some sort of a you're going to have the cranberry farmer's pretty upset.
Did you forget the tradition? Quick. Yeah.
You cannot miss that. So all of that is going on, and this is 9 until 4, both locations, again, at Super One Foods over on the east side and Vans Thriftway on the west side. And what is this? What are the employees, the team there at Mesa? I mean, how does this work with them? Is it the excitement? I've been a part of it before, but just watching them be really excited to bring this, it's quite amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's like I said, you get over there, you get set up, and as soon as people realize what's going on, like I said, we'll have big Mesa United trucks out there. You can't miss them. And Move for Hunger and Helena Food Share banners, of course. But you know, it's nice to be able to grab your own cart and go into the store and grab a couple flats of canned goods and come on back out. And as we start filling up the speed packs and the pallets with food, it gets exciting and it kind of builds on itself. So.
As you look at what you're, because you're moving it around, what kind of things don't you want to see? Like jars? You want to keep it in cans and boxes?
Liquids are not so great to be moving around, but you know, dried goods, non-perishables. And of course, like Bruce says, turkeys and hams we do collect, of course, and that's especially this time of year. I think those are much appreciated, but those items that last longer than turkeys and hams would be best. Right. But.
Least favorite Thanksgiving. I'm just curious, real quick.
It depends on how it's cooked, but I'm going to say stuffing.
Stuffing? No.
It depends on how it's cooked. Like I said, I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's mushy.
Bruce.
Yeah, not so much on the sweet potatoes.
The sweet potato. All right. And Kurt,
I don't have a least favorite. I like it all. You should see my plate.
We couldn't tell. He's a growing boy over there still. Well, thank you so much for doing what you're doing. And we'll be out there supporting you and supporting the team at Mesa Moving and Storage. The Big Move for Hunger, 9 to 4, both locations. Can't say it much. Bruce Day,
thank you for dropping by.
And other changes at the pantry, if I remember. There are changes in the pantry as well going on at Food Share?
Not a lot of changes right now.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But we're just trying to serve as many people as we can and just know that, you know, there is a need. People are hungry and we have over usually 100 people a day shopping at our little pantry there.
It's amazing.
So there's a need and they're always grateful. I mean, just know that.
There's a lot of kids, a lot of folks that just
a lot of kids, a lot of folks, a lot of seniors, particularly. So there's definitely a need. People in our community were hungry. Sometimes they just don't know where they're going to get their next meal from. So having a food drive like this and the support from the community is awesome.
2019 pounds, that's our goal at both locations. Tomorrow, it goes on from 9 to 4, Vans Thriftway and Super One Foods. Thank you, Hunter. Thank you, Bruce, for coming in this morning. It's the Big Move for Hunger tomorrow. It's 8:56. That's it for Coffee Break this morning from News Radio 95 KCAP.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.